Shishi Mehilchas Trumas, Halacha Aleph. Truma, Trumas Maisa Nechelas HaKohanim, the Truma, that's the offering given to the Kohen from the produce, the Trumas Maisa, that's the tenth, given from the tenth that the Levi receives. These are eaten by Kohanim, Ben Gedolim, Ben Ktanim, whether they're adults or minors, Ben Zchayim, Ben Akevas, whether they're males or females, Hem Vavdeim, Aknanim, Uvahamtam, they as well as their non-Jewish slaves, as well as their animals. Shneimer, it says, the Kohen Kikin and Nefesh Kinyan Kaspa Vagomer, if a Kohen purchases something with his money, so that includes even the servants. Eved Kohen Shabarach, Veshus Kohen Shamar Dareilo Ofen, if the slave of a Kohen ran away, or the wife of a Kohen is rebelling against her husband, refuses to live with him, still they eat Truma. Veis Truma Shel Torah in Ochel Osa L'Kol Miyuchas. Something that's Truma by Torah law, only a Kohen with Yichus, with whose genealogy has been established, can eat this. Avakone Chazaka, also the Truma Shel Devarim Bovad. People who are Kohanim just by assumption, they never really checked out their genealogy, they can eat only in Truma of Rabbinic law. Truma Tar Ben Truma Gedolah Ben Truma Smaiser Ben Shel Torah Ben Shel Devarim and Teres El Kohen Talmud Chacham. Truma that is Tahar, that is ritually fit, whether it's the main Truma or the Truma of the Maiser, the tenth of the tenth, whether it's Torah law or Rabbinic law, it's only given to a Kohen who is a sage. Because they're not allowed to eat Truma that is unclean, and a person who is an ignorant person, we can assume that he does not keep the laws of ritual purity and he's impure. Therefore, if the Truma is impure, which you can't eat it, you can just use it for fuel, you can give to any Kohen, even if he's not a sage. Gimel Yisrael Shinis is a Kohen of Filiktanam Bashal Hashem of Yemecha Tocha B'Truma B'Chaz V'Shok. If an Israelite woman marries a Kohen, even if she's a minor of 3 years and a day or more, she may eat Truma as well as the breast and the thigh of the Shlomim sacrifice which are given to the Kohanim and that their wives can eat. But in Torah Shetocha Mishinatharsa, by Torah law she could really eat once she's betrothed or engaged. Shrei Kinyano, because she's considered his already at that point. However, the sages said that she shouldn't eat Truma until she enters the Chuppah. Gzera, they were afraid. The way they used to work it is after the betrothal, they would remain for up to a year in their father's house, and we were afraid that if she could eat Truma, she might feed her father or her brothers the Truma when she's still betrothed and living with her father. A deaf mute or a person who is mentally incompetent who marries a Kohen may not eat Truma. Even if her father gave her a marriage, and the father has a right to do that, so even though a deaf mute or a mentally incompetent person cannot get married by Torah law, but if they're a minor and the father gives them a marriage, she is considered married by Torah law, so why can't she eat Truma? Gzera, because of a rabbinic decree, Shem Yisa Cheresh Kohen, Chereshes V'Yachilena. A deaf mute Kohen will marry a deaf mute woman and give her Truma, and that's really not a valid marriage by Torah law. Therefore, they decreed that a deaf mute Bas Yisrael should need Truma in any case. Hey, Hazaras Elachol Trumos, a non-Kohen is forbidden to eat Truma. Shneimer, as it says, Chozel Yochol Kodesh. Any holy person should not eat. Any stranger should not eat the holy. Even if he was the worker of the Kohen or hired by him. Shneimer, we'll see what that means in a moment. As it says, Toshiv Kohen V'Sochel Yochol Kodesh. The one who lives with the Kohen or the hireling of the Kohen should not eat the holy. Toshiv Zeschir Olam. Toshiv means somebody who is hired forever. That's the Eved Ivri whose ear was pierced, who has to work till the 50th year. Sochir, the hired one, Zeschir Shalom, someone hired for a number amount of years. The Eved Ivri is the Toshiv V'Sochir. The Eved Ivri, the Hebrew slave, does have the status of the Toshiv and the Sochir. Kanasasius Azar Arei Kizar. Daughter of a Kohen who marries an Israelite then has the status of a non-Kohen. Shneimer, it says, V'chol zot, any stranger, ben hu ben ishto, whether he or his wife. Bav zot shachol truma v'zadon, if a non-Kohen ate truma purposely, ben shay tamim ben shay tar, whether he was ritually fit or unfit, ben shachol truma tar ben shachol tmeya, whether the truma was ritually fit or unfit, chayv mitzvah de shemayim is liable to death at the hands of heaven. Shneimer, it says, O'mesevo, they will die because of it, ki chalaluhu, for they desecrate it. He gets flogged for eating it. He does not have to pay for what he ate. Chain aloka misham. We have a principle that you don't flog someone and then make him pay. Mach b'shkoga. However, if he ate it inadvertently without realizing it was truma or that it was forbidden, Mosef Chomish, he has 1/5. Shenema vishl ki yochel kodesh b'shkoga. If a man eats something holy by mistake, v'yosem chamishisa v'gom, he should add 1/5. Zayin, or v'askoin ki tziel izar, he b'shumas ha-kotshim lo tolkeil. The pasuk says, if a kohen's daughter is married to a stranger, she may not eat the truma of the holy things. Shnein yadim nechululu b'lav zeh. There are 2 things included in this prohibition. Shintibol asala, v'tiyasa zona ochalala. She has intercourse with a man forbidden to her, and she becomes technically a zona, a harlot, or a chalala, a desecrated one. As is explained in the laws of Isura Bia, that if she marries a man who she's not allowed, she has the intercourse with a man who she's not allowed to marry, who's where there's an incestuous relationship or a non-Jew, she becomes a zona, a harlot. Or if she's a divorced woman and she has relations with a kohen, she becomes a chalala, a desecrated one. Then she can never eat truma like anyone who is desecrated. Because a desecrated kohen, that's the kohen born out of a marriage where his father was not allowed to marry his mother. She was divorced, or a widow in the case of a kohen gadol. At any rate, a chalal is considered like an non-kohen for all things. Should she marry an Israelite, she can never eat the sacrificial part, that's the chaz and the shok, ever. Even though her husband divorced her or died. In other words, this is a separate case, that once she marries an Israelite, and he die, if he should die, she can go back to eat truma, but she can never go back to eating the sacrifices. But truma she can eat after the Israelite. Again, we're not talking here about a chalala. We're talking about a regular case now. A woman who's not a zona or a chalala. She can eat the truma after her husband divorced her or died. If her father, of course, is a kohen. Im lo aniach ben mimena, provided that he doesn't have a son from her. Now, as it says, v'as kohen kisiel, manu grusha v'zera, in la v'shava beis avikin, ra'a melech mavia tochel. The daughter of a kohen who is widowed or divorced, and has no children, she goes back to her father's house as in her youth, and she may eat of the bread of her father. The tradition teaches us, milechem of the bread, v'lo kol lechem, but not all of the bread, she goes back to eating the truma, but not to eating the breast and the thigh of the sacrifice, as mentioned previously. Not only the daughter of a kohen, but even the daughter of a Levi or an Israelite, if she had intercourse with a man forbidden to her, she becomes a zona, technically a harlot, and she may not eat truma ever, even if she has the child from a kohen. She was married to a kohen, has a child by him, still she may not eat truma. A woman who's been captured may not eat truma. Even though she says that she's pure and her captors have not molested her, but still the halacha is that we cannot be sure of that, and she cannot eat truma. Under those circumstances where a captured woman is believed to say that she has not been defiled, if she has a witness that she has not been defiled by her captors in such a way that she is permitted to her husband, in those cases, the reizu ocheles with truma, she can eat truma as well. If a woman had intercourse with a beast, that does not disqualify her from eating truma, and does not disqualify her from the kahuna, and she may still eat truma. If an Israelite woman has a child from a kohen, she can eat for the sake of her son. Whether that son is a male or a female, even a tumtum, one of undifferentiated sex, or an androgynous hermaphrodite, one that has both sexual characteristics, whose legal status is unclear. Even the children of the children, till the end of time, even if she has a great-great-great-grandchild from the kohen. Now, as it says, is there in law, if she has no children, but if she does, she can eat by virtue of her husband. So just as the seed of an Israelite that a daughter of a kohen has disqualifies her once her husband dies, so the child of a coin from an Israelite does allow her to eat truma, even though the child is disqualified. Keter also. Bas Yisrael shenisnes l'kohen o kohenes l'Yisrael. If a Israelite woman married a kohen, or a kohenite woman married a Israelite, the older woman a bas, and she had a daughter. Uvo al bas mishu erva aleha, o shenisnes l'mamzer. And this daughter had a relationship with someone who was forbidden, with an incestuous relationship, or she married a mamzer, umesa, and she died, habas, the daughter died, v'remamzer kayam, and now the illegitimate grandchild is alive. Now, haisa eimimo bas yisrael kohen, in the case where his grandmother was married to a kohen, talk about tumah, she can eat tumah, because even though her descendant is illegitimate, still it's the descendant of the kohen. Bas kol Yisrael, in the case where it was a daughter of a kohen who married an Israelite, lo tokel, she may not eat because she has the descendant of an Israelite. Halamadata, this teaches you, she ochelas b'shvil zara, she eats for the sake of her children, afu b'shos ezer posel, even though that child is disqualified, v'filo eno Yisrael, even if that child was born from a non-Jew, in other words, the father of the child was not Jewish. It goes without saying, if she has a regular, normal, legitimate daughter from a Kohen, even though that daughter is married to an Israelite, even if that daughter is personally desecrated by having relations with one who desecrates her, still the mother can eat for the sake of the disqualified daughter. Similarly, a Kohenes, a daughter of a Kohen, cannot eat if she has a child who is an Israelite, av bishos ezer kohanim, even though that child is a kohen, keter asol bas kohen shenisnes l'Yisrael, a daughter of a kohen married an Israelite, v'yolam memen a bas, and she bore a daughter, v'olach a bas, the daughter went v'nisnes a kohen and married a kohen, v'yolam memen a bein and has a son who is now a kohen. He's a roides kohen gadol. Now this son can be a high priest. He's perfectly okay. Ma'ach l'simo, because of him, his mother can eat. Uposel asemimo, but he disqualifies his grandmother because he is the son of an Israelite mother, and therefore she of an Israelite mother who is the son of this Israelite who married the Kohen. The Avishamesa Imo, even if his mother dies, is also married, and this woman can say, Lokaben Biti Kohen Godl Shubaslenim in a Turma. Not like my grandson, the son of my daughter, who is the high priest, and yet he disqualifies me from eating truma. So we have an ironic situation where her grandson can be a high priest, and yet, because of him, she's disqualified from eating truma. Tazayin evident and pulsum shum zeravin and Michael. The slave does not disqualify because he's not considered a child, nor can he cause her to eat truma. Keter aso. Kohanish nisus l'Yisrael, if a daughter of a kohen marries an Israelite, or Yisraelish nisus l'kohen, or an Israelite woman who marries a kohen, the older man a ben, and she had a son. Then the son had relations with a maidservant, the older man Eved, and she bore from him a slave. Umeis. Now the son died, Eved Kayim, and the slave, who is not Jewish, is alive. If the mother of the father of the slave was an Israelite woman married to a Kohen, or talk about Tumah, she can't eat Tumah, even though she has a descendant because he's not Jewish. Paisabas Kohen Yisrael, if she is a Kohen woman married an Israelite, Tochal, she may go back and eat Tumah. Shein Zazera, that's not considered her descendant. Shavodim Elam Yichus. The slaves have no genealogy, and it's therefore not considered sort of her descendant. Zion Baisa Shosh, Mrs. LaKohen, an Israelite woman who married a Kohen, a mace, and he died. V'lomim and a ben, she has a son. Because of a Nisei Yisrael, then she married an Israelite. L'tochem b'tumah, she can no longer eat Tumah. Mace Yisrael, v'lomim and a ben, if the Israelite dies and she has another son from him, l'tochem b'tumah, she cannot eat Tumah m'tnei b'nah shem Yisrael, because she has a son from the Israelite. Mace b'nah Yisrael, if her son from the Israelite died, o'chalat v'shul b'nah Rishon, she can eat for the sake of her first Kohen son. Yechesbas Kohen is Yisrael, a Kohen woman who married an Israelite, the Yishlam met a ben and she has a son. Chazvinis is a Kohen that she married another son, another Kohen. Tochel b'truma, she can eat truma. Meisvelam met a ben, if he died and she has a son from him, tochel b'truma, she can eat truma. Meisvelam met a Kohen, if her son from the Kohen dies, Yisrael lachum mepnei b'nashim Yisrael, she cannot eat because she has a son from the first husband, the Israelite. Meis Menashim Yisrael, if the Israelite son dies, Chazel's the base of Viyah, can arouse, she goes back to her father's house, Mechalas for Tumah, Velo Bechaz Vashol, can as before, she can eat Tumah, but not the sacrifices. Bas Yisrael, she nisses Yisrael Chila, an Israelite who married an Israelite, the Yisrael Mimena Ben, and she has a son, Bechaz Vashol, the Kohen, then she married a Kohen, Mechalas for Tumah, she can eat Tumah. Meis Shalom Mimena Ben, the Kohen dies, and she has a son from him, Mechalas Mepnei Bena Ha'achwin, she can eat because of her last son, Shreyu, Mechila Kemosh Chila Aviv, because she eats because of him, just like she ate because of his father who was a Kohen. Now in a previous case we have when she married a Kohen first and had a son, then an Israelite and had a son, now she cannot eat as long as the son from the Israelite is alive. But in our case, first she married an Israelite and had a son, the second one was a Kohen who had a son. Therefore in this case, even though the son from the Israelite is still alive, she may in fact eat because we go by the last son who was a Kohen, and just like when she was married to her husband, she could eat even though she had a son from the Israelite. After all, she's now married to a Kohen, so that continues even after the death of her husband with the existence of her son.